When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I'm walking early in the morning, as I tend to do. Yesterday, though, I was out for an afternoon walk, and as the temperature warms up, it felt really good. I even slowed down for a moment as the sun was hitting my face. And it's like, this is so nice. Do you ever stop and take pictures while you're walking? When I did my 20K one-year step challenge, it was my public commitment to walk at least 20,000 steps every day. It was public in that I updated my progress daily and provided a picture from the previous day's walk. So I got into the habit of taking a picture while I was out walking. So for an entire year, every day when I was out walking, I was in the habit of taking pictures. I don't do that now, but I still, if I see something that attracts my attention, that is compelling, I'll stop, pull out my phone, take a picture. You ever do that? I want to tell you about five of my most favorite pictures that I've taken while walking, and these are not part of my 20K one-year step challenge. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. We used to vacation in the Outer Banks every year, did that for about 20 years. Ava and I would, not every day that we were on vacation, but often enough, we would go for a walk on the beach. There was one vacation, she and I were out walking. It was about 8:30 at night. Sun was low, might have already set at that point. So there was still some daylight, but it was not as bright as earlier in the day. And it was a cooler night. So she's wearing a blue fleece. She's got white capris on. And I took a picture of her. And she's got a smile on her face that is so classic Ava. That picture has become my favorite picture, and it was taken during a walk on the beach at the Outer Banks. Another one happened in San Francisco. I was at the Giants baseball stadium. Forget what the name of the stadium is now, forget what it was when I was there. One of the things I like to do when I'm at baseball games is at some point just get up and walk around the stadium. Number one, it's an opportunity to move instead of sit. Number two, I want to see the stadium. I want to see what the place looks like. And I also want to see what the game looks like from different vantage points in the stadium. So I was doing my walk around Giant Stadium, and it's a beautiful stadium. It's built right on the San Francisco Bay. And so where we were sitting behind home plate in the upper deck, we had this beautiful view not only of the field, but beyond the stadium of the bay, and large ships that were either anchored in the bay or traveling in the bay. It's a stunningly beautiful stadium. San Francisco, though, can be a stunningly windy city. And even though we were there end of May, early June, it should have been a warm night for baseball. We were freezing because it was chilly and it was windy. And I think part of getting up and taking a walk was, I just need to warm up a little bit. I'm walking along past the right field fence, and on the other side of the stadium, because it's right there on the water, is what they call McCovey's Cove. It's named after a famous Giants player named Willie McCovey. He's in the Hall of Fame. And really long home runs hit to right field sometimes actually land in McCovey's Cove, land in the water. And so people will be on kayaks in McCovey's Cove waiting for home runs to come their way and they can scoop them out of the water. And so I was walking along, looked down, saw McCovey's Cove, and saw kayaks, several kayaks with people in the kayaks, but what I saw on the kayaks caused me to pull my phone out and take a picture. They had these three kayaks attached to each other so they couldn't drift apart, and on the middle kayak, they had a grill, a hibachi. They were grilling hot dogs, and it was like, seriously? I thought that was so amusing that I pulled out my phone and took a picture while I was on a walk around Giants Stadium. So that's number two. Number three, I was in Italy, and we were doing Rome, Venice, Florence, and in between a couple of those larger stops, we did a smaller stop in a small city, large town, not sure how they frame it there, called Bologna. And I was walking around Bologna, enjoying the sights, enjoying Italy, enjoying being there. And I noticed a plaque above the front door of one of the older buildings. It was all in Italian, so I didn't know what it said, but I recognized one word. And I pulled out my phone and took a picture of that building and that plaque. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I have a long history in radio. I was part of a morning show in Baltimore for years. Wanted to be a disc jockey ever since I was in middle school. It was my lifelong career ambition. I actually got to do it and really loved being on the radio. Well, the plaque, the one word that I understood was Marconi. I did a little bit of research later and found out that that was the birthplace of Marconi, who is credited as being the inventor of radio. And so that was a picture that I took while I was out on a walk. Number four, this one happened in D.C., one of my favorite places to walk. It was early in the morning. Used to go over there maybe one Saturday morning a month, just walking around, trying to find things that I hadn't seen before. Got pretty good at navigating my way around D.C. and understanding what was there and how to get there. One morning I had arrived. I was parked near Union Station, which was close to the U.S. Capitol. I got out of the car, walked towards the Capitol building, and it was a couple of days after Christmas. And I came around the front of the Capitol building, and the view took my breath away. The sun had just come up. There was ground fog, light ground fog, and the big Christmas tree in front of the U.S. Capitol building was lit by the rising sun in a way that was like, this is a great picture. And so I stopped and took a picture of what was the National Mall, the tree. You can see the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial beyond that, and this ground fog. It was just stunning. That's one of my favorite pictures that I've taken while out walking. And then number five, this was July 4th, 2019. This one happened in Wilmington, Delaware. Family was gathered for a July 4th cookout at my sister's house. And we had done this every year for several years, at least, since my sister and brother-in-law moved to Wilmington. It was about a 90-minute drive from where we lived in Maryland. And Bill, my brother-in-law, he was a master behind the grill, and the food was always so good. And then after we ate, we would take a walk. They lived not too far from, I think it was the Brandywine River. And so we would walk from their house down to the river, and there was a walking, cycling, running trail alongside the river, and we would walk along that for probably a couple of miles. We were walking along, and I was at this one point behind everybody else, and I noticed from my vantage point, I could see everybody in our group. It was four generations. We were all walking along. So I pulled out my camera and took a picture. That was the last time that we did that 4th of July cookout. The following year was the pandemic, so we didn't have it. And then the following year, Ava and I were down here in South Carolina. And my brother-in-law was ill. And he died about a year ago. So that picture holds special meaning for me. Taken on a walk. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.